When you hear the word gamer, you probably think about video games or World of Warcraft. But this weekend in Mesa, a bunch of gamers will gather to celebrate a different kind of game, board games. The Arizona Game Fair kicks off today at the Mesa Convention Center, and I sat down with one of the event's speakers to talk more about it. We're just calling her Meeple Lady. That's her gaming pseudonym and the name of her blog and game reviewing website. She uses it because she says it provides her with some anonymity in the male-dominated gaming world. She started by teaching me how to play a game called Takenoko. It's a board game that involves pandas eating bamboo, farmers growing it, and building out your board as you go.
First, you have these objective cards, so I passed out a couple to you, and basically you can see there are the panda bear ones that need to eat bamboo. There are certain board layouts that you need to complete.
Okay.
So on your turn, you can take two actions. You can either move your panda, you can move the farmer, you can get these irrigation things to grow bamboo on certain plots.
Okay.
You can get more objective cards, or you can grow the board.
So let's go over here.
Okay.
We're going to grow the board.
So you take three of these tiles and decide which one you want to place.
Okay, I'm going to go with the green one.
Okay. So that one is not irrigated, so a bamboo will not grow on there.
I picked a bad tile. All right, so let's take a minute and talk a little bit about what we're here for. So you are Meeple Lady.
Yes.
And that's your pseudonym. We're not going to say your real name on air here. But tell us first, what is a meeple?
A meeple is a mashup of the words, my people. In a lot of these types of games, you have your pieces on the board, and to distinguish what your pieces are, they're your meeples.
Oh, okay. And so you were a blogger and a gaming expert, but you don't mean gaming the way some of us might think about it. You don't mean video games, right? You're talking about board games like the one we're playing here.
Yes. I play the cardboard variety. I play a lot of different types of board games. There's actually like a whole world out there that's beyond Monopoly and all the old classics that we all grew up playing.
So tell us about that world. What is it, first of all, that got you into this?
One of the first games that I got, probably about 7 years ago, someone had given me Ticket to Ride. And that is one of the classic gateway games that people have their own story of, like, how they got into the board gaming world. Please.
Did you just say gateway game?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the top three gateway games are usually Settlers of Catan, which is now just called Catan, Ticket to Ride, and Carcassonne. Usually one of those types of games introduces somebody to games that are different, that are more strategy-based, just like a whole other world. And from there, there's a whole bunch of other games that you can play after that.
I see. Okay. So you played Ticket to Ride. And what is it that you loved about it?
I like that it wasn't dice-based. It was strategy. You know, the rules are very simple. You have to pick one of three things, and you're trying to complete objectives or lay down trains and collect cards.
Is this at all about winning for you?
It's always about winning.
That's okay. So tell us about this world. How widespread is this?
Actually, it's pretty widespread. There are a lot of big conventions across the U.S. The big one is Essen, Germany. That's sort of like the mecca for board gamers. A lot of these types of games came out of German designers. Gen Con is a big one. And then there's BGG Con, which stands for Board Game Geek. Board Game Geek is sort of like the IMDb of board games. If you want to learn about a game, you look it up. It's in this giant database. People have forum discussions. There's stats. There's information about all the different games, like where you can buy them. And BGG Con is one of the fun conventions that I go to every year.
Wow. Okay. And so you now write a blog about this. You're speaking at the Arizona Game Fair this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Arizona Game Fair it's in the second year. It's at the Mesa Convention Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The guy who is running this thing wanted to make the Phoenix area, a destination for the board game industry. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of us gamers that come out there. There's open gaming, there's scheduled gaming, there's a lot of panelists. There's also a lot of different events like a Catan qualifier. And I'm part of a panel that's called So You Want to Be a Board Game Reviewer.
Okay. So like this panda game we have in front of us now, what makes a great game?
If people have fun, I guess. You know, it comes down to it. I play a lot of heavier games, and some people, that's a turnoff for them, but it just depends on what your definition of fun is. There's a lot of different types of games out there that are family games, party games, social deduction games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of war games, Euro games, all kinds. And it's nice to see how the gaming industry has evolved to cater to all those different types of tastes. And I think within like the last 5 years or so, the industry has really grown and become more sophisticated because there's a lot of similar themes that we see and a lot of similar mechanics that are basic to all the different games that we played, but they've gotten better and they've gotten more complex and more thematic, and that's really the fun thing about this whole industry.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Battlestar Galactica.
What? I thought that was a TV show.
Oh, it's a great, great game based on the TV show. It's actually the best representation, I think, of a TV show turned into a board game, where the tension, you don't know who your human buddies are or your Cylon buddies, but it's a really great drawn-out social deduction game that mirrors the tension from the television show.
So I made a really bad move last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
At my turn. Tell me, what would you have done? Like, what is the best thing to do in this position right here?
Let's see. Well, I would like to see what your objective cards are,
right.
And then I sort of work toward that. So that one, you have a panda objective. You have pink and yellow. For your turn, I would try to build out some pink and yellow tiles, get them irrigated so that bamboo will grow on them.
All right, let's give it one more try.
Take one of these three and choose one and then lay it next to the water so that bamboo will grow.
Okay. So I'm going to put a pink one right there.
Yep.
Next to the water.
So now bamboo will grow.
All right.
And then for your second action, you can move the panda and eat the bamboo.
Done.
There you go.
All right. I'm not so bad after all. All right, Meeple Lady, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about this.
Thanks for having me.